My guest at this time is Deneen Borelli, a fellow with the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. We want to get her reaction to the speech the president gave to the Congressional Black Caucus dinner over the weekend, in which he told black activists to quit complaining and put on your marching shoes and join him in the fight for a second term and his agenda. And Deneen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Greg.
Oh, well, there's certainly been a surprising, I think, to some share of public criticism from the Congressional Black Caucus, specifically from Maxine Waters, even Emanuel Cleaver, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, who said that if it wasn't Obama in the White House, they'd be marching in the White House over the black unemployment rate and so forth. So what do you make of the way the president essentially reacted to that criticism?
Yeah, well, really what the president essentially told the Congressional Black Congress is to sit down, shut up, and stop complaining and criticizing about me. But it's obvious the left is desperate right now. And because of Obama's failed economic policies, his stimulus didn't work, unemployment is through the roof, especially in the black community. Among young black youth, for example, it's over 50%, and nationwide it's close to 17%, if not higher. And so it's the problem is Obama's policies. They are not helping our economy. They are not helping with the employment situation. And so with the members of the Black Caucus, you know, they were complaining not too long ago, Maxine Waters, about why Obama was not coming to the black community. And when he does show up, he tells them pretty much to shut up, which is pretty outrageous, in my opinion.
Now, in that room, at least, it seemed like he got a very rousing reaction as he kind of got into almost preacher mode. What do you make of the fact that they responded very positively to what is essentially was a scolding?
Well, you know, I'm looking at this as these individuals are nothing but sheep. I mean, Obama walked into their turf, basically told them to shut up and sit down and take off your bedroom slippers. I mean, how condescending was that? But yes, on the flip side, no one pushed back, no one complained, and people just carried on like Obama was delivering a positive message for them when in fact it was not.
In terms of where the black vote is right now, in your opinion, we know regardless of whether Obama's the nominee or not, the Democratic nominee usually gets right around 90% or a little bit north. In his case in 2008, most experts suggest that the Republicans not likely to gain a whole lot, but perhaps some of the numbers that turned out in 2008 might not be seen again in 2012. What's your read on that?
Well, that's just it. You know, I think Obama is making these comments, especially before the Congressional Black Caucus, to stir up black voters. And he's doubling down, and he's trying to get these individuals fired up by making these comments within the black community. But, you know, this will be an election about jobs and where our economy is at the time. And right now, everything is not going well. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we are in this situation because there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who are hurting right now. We have an unprecedented number of Americans who are seeking government assistance. Over 46 million Americans are on food stamps, for example. You know, people who are seeking assistance from charities. It's really, you know, a serious situation right now. And what we don't need is the finger pointing and the name calling coming out of Washington, because that is not going to solve the problem.
Deneen, black voters certainly upset to the point where folks, as we mentioned, like Maxine Waters, are publicly frustrated with the president. Do you get the sense that they're also weary of the policies? Do you suspect that some of them may gravitate, you know, towards a more conservative black candidate like a Herman Cain?
Well, you know, it's always a message, what the candidate is delivering and what the candidate really can do to improve the condition of our country. And, you know, I can't necessarily endorse any specific candidate, but I will say this. It needs to be someone who is positive on energy, because right now Obama has a war on fossil fuels. That's coal, oil, and natural gas. And what he has done is unleashed the EPA, and they are harnessing an unprecedented amount of regulations on the fossil fuel industry that is sending jobs overseas, causing coal-fired utility plants to shut down, and it's going to raise our electricity rates. So really what people need to focus on are what decisions will be made in Washington that will affect them and their families today and in the future.
Deneen, it's over 13 months from Election Day. If we're hearing this kind of stuff right now, what do you expect in the next 13 months?
Well, listen, I think the class warfare and the race car will be ramped up, because what the left does not want others to hear about are the conservative policies of limited government, personal responsibility that will really help motivate and get our country in the right direction. Instead, what we're hearing from the left is the name-calling of racism, and, you know, that is not going to solve the problem, and I hope more and more Americans will see past that, do their own research, and, you know, make the best decisions that are best for them and their families when it comes to voting.
Will be very interesting to watch. Go ahead and give our listeners your website.
It's project21.org.
Project21.org. Deneen, thank you as always very much for being with us today.
Greg, thank you so much.
Deneen Borelli is a fellow at the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.